This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me as usual is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during the show today, as you know, you can check out our website at any point, retirewithbushka.com. That is retirewithbuska.com. You can also give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445. Of course, with any questions that you might have, or if you'd like to schedule that face-to-face or virtual consultation, which of course is complimentary. You can do that online as well by clicking that Book Now button that pops up throughout the website. That'll take you right out to our calendar, and you can schedule with one of our highly skilled advisors. Now, though some of the things that may have bugged you during your career vanish after you retire, things like the daily commute, the long meetings that never seem to really accomplish anything, certain other things from your career will potentially carry into your retirement. Taxes, for example. That's right. For most folks, taxes are part of their retirement reality. But the good news is there are some potential tax breaks that you can discuss with your financial services professional and tax professional that may help reduce some of the impact that you may face. But before we dive into today's topic, I should say, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Cole. And Sue and Cole, thanks for having me on the show today. I've had a good week. I got to spend time with the family and just excited about spring finally maybe coming eventually. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Just when they say we might get more snow, right? I mean,
right.
That's crazy. I could live without that. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to spring. How about you, Sue? Are you looking forward to spring?
Oh, yes. Today it's supposed to be like in the 40s. We get this, you know, touch of, you know, spring, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, tomorrow we're going to have a snowstorm. So
I don't, right.
That's crazy. Like
they tease us.
I don't know where they're going to put all the snow. I mean,
have so much.
Yeah, I can barely see over my driveway.
Yeah, I can. The snow beds in my driveway.
Yep. I can barely get out of my driveway at this point in time.
Yeah.
It's getting skinnier and skinnier as the days go by.
Yeah, same. The piles on each side of our driveway are so high right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see. I told my wife, Sarah, I said, Sarah, we're not going to see our lawn until April at some point.
Maybe
May.
I was going to say April. Wishful thinking, I think, over there.
Yeah, right?
I mean, April's only a few weeks away here.
That's true. May. I don't know how long it takes for 6 feet of snow to melt.
But, I don't either.
But, wow. And then it's supposed to get cold again. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that I love talking about minimizing our tax burden. And for our listeners out there, that's what they want to do. They want to minimize that tax burden, especially when they're in retirement. You don't want to have a lot of taxes or a big tax burden. So this is a good one. Tax breaks for those 50 and older. Sue, where do you want to begin with this?
Well, Tony, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Tax Breaks for People Over 50. And it has some insights and details that I think could prove to be very useful. Now, if you'd like to review the article yourself, it's available at money.usnews.com. Now, the first thing to be aware of is the larger standard deduction for folks who are 65 and older and don't itemize their taxes. Now, the standard deduction for people in this age group is $1,750, larger than the deduction for people younger than 65 who are filing as individuals. Now, married couples can bump up their standard deduction by $1,400 if one part of the couple is at least 65, and by $2,800 if they're both at least 65. Now, additionally, if you and your spouse are legally blind, you may qualify for a larger standard deduction.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. And, you know, taxes and how they fit into your overall financial strategy, that's an excellent reason to work with financial advisors like yourselves. You know, even better, work alongside tax professionals as well. And I know you guys work alongside tax professionals to help your clients out. And that gives you that 1-2 financial punch. And if you don't already have a financial services professional or financial advisor, I know that Sue and Cole, you'd be happy to meet with and talk to our listeners out there about some of this, right, Cole?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Tony. You know, a lot of our clients see value in the fact that we have, of course, financial professionals working side by side with our tax professional right in our office. It provides clients a sense of peace of mind that, of course, we're taking a look at things from all perspectives and really trying to help them to proactively plan. Now, next, up on our topic for today, older folks are allowed to earn a little more than their younger counterparts before they're required to submit a tax return. So for those people who are at least 65 years old, they can tally up a gross income of as much as $14,700 before they have to file a tax return in 2022, which is actually $1,750 more than younger workers. Now, the tax filing ceiling is $28,700 for couples if both spouses are at least 65, and $27,300 if one of the spouses is at least 65. Now, the ceiling for younger couples is $25,900. So bear in mind, however, though, that folks below the filing ceiling may still want to submit a tax return so they can qualify for various tax credits and a potential refund of any tax income tax that was withheld from their payments.
Well, that's a good point, Cole. And just because you don't have to file a tax return doesn't mean it may not be in your best interest to do so. Isn't that right, Sue?
Yes, Tony, I agree. And while property tax rules are often vastly different state by state and jurisdiction by jurisdiction, in some locations, folks above a certain age and who also earn less than specific incomes may qualify for property or school tax deferrals or exemptions. Now, take Texas as an example. In that state, homeowners who are at least 65 are eligible for a $10,000 homestead exemption on their school district taxes in addition to the exemption that's available to all Texas homeowners. And some local jurisdictions provide additional exemptions for those who are at least 65. Now, obviously, most of you listening today don't live in Texas, but my point is that it might be worth your time to reach out to your financial services professional and tax professional to discuss the specific rules for tax breaks in your location. And in some cases, you may be required to fill out additional tax forms or an application before you can begin claiming certain property tax exemptions.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd like an exemption on my property tax.
Yes. Oh,
they've gone crazy, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah, property taxes have gone through the roof, especially since COVID. So I'd be more than happy to fill out a few extra forms if it meant I could keep more money in my bank account or reduce that property tax even by just a little bit, right? So you want to minimize all the taxes you can, and I think that's important. So what do you have next for us, Cole?
Well, if you or your spouse are at least 65 and you have a lower income, you may be eligible to claim a tax credit that's specific to older folks. And now, those who qualify may be able to reduce their tax bill by utilizing this particular credit. And here's how it works. So your adjusted gross income must be below $17,500 for an individual or $25,000 if both you and your spouse are at least 65. And your non-taxable Social Security and pension income must be below $5,000 for an individual or $7,500 for couples to use this credit. Now, younger folks who are permanently disabled may also qualify for this credit, which ranges from $3,750 to $7,500. Now, let me reiterate that taxes do not vanish once you retire. Your various forms of retirement income may be subject to annual taxation, and in some cases, they won't hit your financial strategy too hard, but in other cases, taxes may take a significant bite out of your preferred retirement lifestyle. So you want to make sure that you're working closely with a financial services professional and a tax professional to devise a strategy that works for both your finances and your retirement goals.
Yeah, and the key is have a plan, an overall financial plan that includes that by working with somebody like yourself, Sue and Cole, because you look at the big picture. CPAs usually just look back at the past year, but you need somebody looking forward and a forward-thinking strategy to look forward to your retirement and throughout. Now, we should take a quick break here. Cole, do you have anything else you want to add before the break?
Well, Tony, I want to remind our listeners that when it comes to planning for their retirement and trying to collaborate with a tax professional, they don't have to search too far to find their options for how to make that a little bit easier. Of course, like we had mentioned earlier, within our office, we have financial professionals working side by side with our tax professional to provide clients with guidance and, of course, well-rounded advice for their current situation. So if you'd like to schedule a complimentary no-obligation consultation, just give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com.
All right, thanks. And we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I have the privilege of being here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And Sue and Cole, during the show today, you've been talking about some of the tax breaks that are available to those who are 50 and older. And obviously, individual circumstances may mean you might not qualify for all the tax breaks we're talking about today. You might find that qualifying for just one or two of them can make a huge difference for you and your finances. And you were talking about a potential tax credit for the elderly and disabled in our last segment. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, that U.S. News and World Report article I did mention in the first segment has some more information that I think is worth our time today. The next of which is additional IRA deductions. Now, older folks may be able to defer paying income taxes on more money than younger people by contributing to an individual retirement account, more often referred to simply as an IRA. Folks who are at least 50 may save an additional $1,000 in an IRA for a grand total of $7,500 in 2023. Now, a 50-year-old worker in the 24% tax bracket who maxes out their IRA could save $1,800 on their current tax bill, which is $240 more than the maximum possible tax break of $1,560 for a younger person saving for retirement who is in the same tax bracket. So older folks with low and moderate incomes who are kicking money into a retirement account may also qualify for the savers credit. Now in 2023, an individual with an adjusted gross income of up to $36,600 may qualify for the savers credit if they're contributing to a retirement account. Now, furthermore, heads of households are eligible for the savers credit with an adjusted gross income of up to $54,750. And finally, married couples may earn up to $73,000 in adjusted gross income and remain eligible for the savers credit. Now, if you think that the savers credit may be something that would work for you, I'd recommend discussing it with your financial services professional and your tax professional.
Yep. It's like you always say, Sue, when in doubt, call Sue and Cole.
That's right.
Absolutely. Right?
That's right.
I mean, there's no reason to spend hours and hours stressing over your financial strategy. Once you have a good one in place and work with trusted advisors like yourselves, and you have the tax professional there that you work with, it's so great. It's a good feeling. You'll sleep well at night. That's the key here. So, Cole, what do you have for us next?
Well, there's also some good news for older folks when it comes to their 401ks. Those older workers have access to a 401k may be eligible to contribute catch-up contributions. Now, folks who are, once again, at least age 50 may defer paying income tax on $7,500, which is more than their younger workers if they're contributing an amount to a 401k plan, which brings them to a grand total of $30,000 this year. Now, that means a worker who is at least 50, who's in the 24% tax bracket, who maxes out their 401k plan, could save as much as $7,200 on their current tax bill, which is about $1,800 more than a younger worker in the same tax bracket could save. Now, remember, income taxes aren't due on this particular money until you begin taking withdrawals. Now, additionally, folks who are between 60 and 63 will be eligible to contribute even larger catch-up contributions beginning in 2025.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, on previous shows, you've both given us some really great information about early withdrawal penalties. And I know I've adjusted some of my thinking because I want to avoid those penalties. I want to do that. So I'm curious about the impact of early withdrawals on some of the workers we've been talking about today.
That's a great question, Tony. In fact, younger workers who dip into their retirement accounts may be staring at a 10% early withdrawal penalty unless that money is used for certain specific purposes, including some medical expenses, health insurance premiums, and college costs for you, your spouse, or your children or grandchildren. Now, I'm only touching on a few possibilities. So if you're on the younger side and considering taking money out of a retirement account, I would urge you in the strongest possible terms to not do so before a thorough conversation with your financial services professional. But once you hit 59 and a half, you can begin withdrawals from an IRA for any reason without getting slapped that 10% penalty. And if you quit your job at age 55 or older, you may begin penalty-free 401k distributions from the account linked to the job you most recently left at that time. Now, public safety officers who are at least 50 or who have completed a minimum of 25 years of service with the employer sponsoring the plan, they may begin penalty-free withdrawals even when they turn 50. However, income tax is due on withdrawals from individual retirement accounts at any age.
Yeah. Well, speaking for myself, I wouldn't want to navigate early withdrawals all on my own. I would want to work with you guys on that because that is that can get complicated, what you're talking about there. And you want to avoid that 10% penalty and make sure you know all the rules and regulations. But there's no way you can, and that's why you need to work with professionals. I mean, the IRS seems like every year they adjust or completely change the rules with these things, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, the next potential tax break for those who are at least 50 are qualified charitable distributions. Now, retirees are often required to withdraw money from traditional retirement accounts and pay the subsequent tax bill. But if you don't need the money, you may be able to avoid income tax on IRA withdrawals if you make a qualified charitable distribution. Now, retirees who are at least 70 and a half who transfer any amount of money up to $100,000 from their IRA to a qualified charity may not owe income taxes on that transaction. Though you won't need to make a large donation to see some benefit from this particular tax break, an IRA charitable contribution of $5,000 may shrink your tax bill by $1,200 if you're in the 24% tax bracket, and a $1,000 donation may still save you $240 in taxes.
Wow, okay. Well, that's good stuff. Now, before we move on, I think you're throwing a lot of numbers out there and information on how these things work, but I know our listeners will have questions on this. How can our listeners get a hold of you and set up that complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thanks, Cole. And Sue, you've been talking about these various potential tax breaks for people who are 50 years or older, and it's been a lot of good stuff. Where do you want to head now in our final segment?
Well, Tony, let's continue with our theme of older workers and taxes by next discussing how folks may be able to reduce their taxes on their retirement savings. There was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Ways to Reduce Taxes on Your Retirement Savings, and it has some insights that I think could prove valuable. Now, the article is available at money.usnews.com. Now, simply contributing to a 401k is the first way you may be able to save on taxes during your retirement. And putting money into a traditional 401k plan may allow you to defer paying income taxes on your retirement savings until you withdraw the money from your account. Now, many workers are eligible to defer taxes on as much as $22,500 this year. Now, if that money is deposited into a 401k, 403b, or the federal government's thrift savings plan. Now, if payments are made through a payroll deduction, you'll see the tax break almost immediately because less money will be withheld from your income taxes.
Well, obviously, that is hugely important. I'm going to guess that the next piece of info you have is about IRAs, right? We haven't talked about those yet.
That's right, Tony. This year, folks with earned income who save for retirement via an individual retirement account or IRA may defer income taxes as much as $6,500, but you may not be able to claim a tax deduction on your IRA contribution if you also have a 401k account through your work and earn more than a certain threshold. Now, the IRA deduction vanishes for 401k account participants who earn between $73,000 and $83,000 this year. Now, that number is between $116,000 and $136,000 for couples. If just one spouse has a 401k through their employer, the tax break sunsets if the couple's income is between $218,000 and $228,000 this year.
Wow, okay. So a lot of numbers there, but important,
yeah.
Right? I mean, obviously, those are some great details about traditional IRAs, but what about Roth IRAs? I think they could be helpful here, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. We definitely believe in the value of Roth IRAs, and by contributing to a Roth IRA, you may be able to prepay income tax on as much as $6,500 this year. Dedicating money to a Roth IRA may qualify you for tax-free investment growth and then tax-free withdrawals when you get to retirement, as long as you've held them for at least 5 years. And the flexibility to put money into a Roth does phase out once your adjusted gross income rises to somewhere between $138,000 and $153,000 for individuals. And then that same $218,000 and $228,000 that my mom just mentioned earlier for married couples. However, in some cases, folks who earn more than those figures may still be eligible to convert traditional retirement account money to a Roth. So there are some upsides and downsides to both traditional accounts and Roth accounts, and those will be determined by your individual circumstances. So when choosing between the traditional or Roth route, obviously, we highly recommend contacting a financial services professional as well as a tax professional, which, of course, you can do by calling our office anytime.
All right. Well, that's great. Now, what about catch-up contributions?
Well, Tony, folks who are at least 50 qualify for an additional tax break if they make catch-up contributions to their retirement accounts. Older workers may defer taxes on an additional $7,500 in a 401k plan for a total tax deductible contribution of up to $30,000 this year. Now, that number for younger workers is $22,500 in 2025. Folks who are between 60 and 63 will have the option to make even more catch-up contributions, which is something we also mentioned earlier in the show. Now, IRAs also permit catch-up contributions for folks who are at least 50 of as much as $1,000 this year. Older employees can contribute a tax-deductible IRA contribution of up to $7,500 this year. Now, let me also take a moment to quickly remind our listeners of the required minimum distributions. Withdrawals from IRAs and most 401ks are required once you turn 73, and income tax will be due on each traditional retirement account distribution. Now, the penalty for neglecting to withdraw the required amount is 25% of the amount that should have been distributed in addition to the income taxes that are due. So that penalty could potentially drop down to 10% if you promptly correct the mistake. Your first required minimum distribution is due by April 1st of the year after you turn 73, and then all subsequent distributions must be taken no later than December 31st every year to avoid the penalty. In 2033, the age to begin required minimum distributions jumps to 75.
Wow. Wow. So they're going to give you more time to make your own choices rather than force you to take those withdrawals until you're 75, starting in 2033. I think that's good, and this has been a great show, but we're out of time. Cole, one last time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Definitely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. They can check out all sorts of resources out there, including schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with one of our advisors in either Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right, sounds great. And that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.